What's it like being a grandmother? The most wonderful thing in the world. And it's also my reward for not having killed their parents. Fortunately, we are a close family. Other than that, I don't think we could have gotten through a lot of the stuff that we've gotten through with a smile. My husband owns a machine shop, and the boys worked for him. My oldest son is Gary. My middle son is Larry, which was a mistake to have a Gary and a Larry. Gary was very sick as a young man. He developed a blood disorder, aplastic anemia, when he was 16. There was one medication for the disease, and if you were lucky, it worked 30% of the time. And it worked. My husband was diagnosed in 1987 with gastric esophageal cancer. And he responded very well to the first round of chemotherapy, but then that stopped working. And nothing really worked after that. And guess what? I still miss him. I was originally diagnosed with bladder cancer, and they tried all the conventional treatments, and they all worked. But then something else always happened within a very short length of time. Most people, you know, said, oh, bladder cancer. I had bladder cancer. I'm fine. But if it penetrates the bladder wall, it's not so fine. And that's when they decided they had to do surgery and remove my bladder. Before the surgery, they asked me if I would take part in precision medicine. And I said yes. To me, it would only be a win-win situation. Precision medicine is when they take a piece of the malignant tumor or skin or whatever, and they study it, and they find out what it actually might respond to. It's precision, it's geared to you. And it was recommended that I should go on breast cancer drugs. They wouldn't have thought, and I wouldn't have thought. I have bladder cancer, I don't have breast cancer. It's working. The last three CAT scans have been completely clean. I have no evidence of cancer. How can I not say thank you to Weill Cornell and to Precision Medicine? I am very fortunate to have a lot of very good friends. I turned 77. They feel that this is a good year to celebrate my good fortune. Oh, I love birthdays. How can you not celebrate a birthday? What do I wish for myself? That things go on just as they are.